On this episode, let's talk about your purpose.
This is the Holistic Alpha Male Optimization Podcast, where we help you unleash your true power as a man.
My brother, welcome back to the show. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being a part of this tribe, this growing tribe, this expanding tribe, this powerful tribe made up of so many individual, powerful men like you. I appreciate you being here. I'm Stephen Mathis. Let's talk about your purpose, our purpose. I think one of the age-old questions being a human being is maybe a two-part question. First, do I have a purpose? Is there a reason that I am here? Is there a reason I'm living this life as a human being? And if we establish, to some degree, with some level of faith, that yes, there is a reason that I'm here, then the next question, and the one that really takes more of our life investigating and diving into, is why? What is my purpose? Because I think for a lot of us, at some point, we come to that level of faith of, okay, I have some kind of reason, some combination of reasons. When I say a reason, it's not as simple as like one sentence, obviously, because we're much more complex than that as human beings. But at some point, and it may be later in life even, but at some point we come to the recognition on some level that yes, I have a purpose. And then the next question is again, how do I find it? But first of all, let's define what that actually means. What does it mean to be living in alignment with your purpose? What does that mean to know your purpose? What does that even mean? Those two words, your purpose. Well, I can't tell you what it means for you. I can share with you what it means for me, and maybe that will be helpful, and we'll talk about the path that I think is the path to uncovering that. Here's what I think it really means. What it really means is living in a way where our mind and our heart and our body are in alignment. When our mind and our heart and our body are in alignment, we grow and we expand and we experience joy and we experience connection with other people. We're able to move through challenging situations of life in a mindful, effective way, even when we experience sadness or other challenging emotions. We can move through those in a different way when our mind and our heart and our body are aligned. Now, for a lot of people, I think this question of, do I know, you know, what is my purpose? It might come around to something like your job or your career, but that's really only one little layer and aspect. When we really dial into it, if we look at that, okay, it's about your job and your career. Well, how do you find your purpose, or what does that mean to be working in a job or a career that is in alignment with your purpose? Well, it means that when you're engaged in that activity, your mind, your heart, and your body are in alignment. That's it. And that same thing applies not only to our job and our career, but it applies to the entirety of our life. So anytime you are living in a way where your mind, your heart, and your body are in alignment, you're living in accordance with your purpose and in alignment with your purpose. So the reality is that we don't find our purpose. Here's the trap that I think a lot of people fall into. They fall into the trap, and this has been me, of thinking that we can think our way to our purpose, that we think about it. If we just think about it hard enough, we'll figure it out, like figuring out a math question when you were in junior high. I just think about what my purpose is. I'll figure it out. That's not the way that it works. In reality, we don't find our purpose. In one way, our purpose finds us. In another way, we uncover our purpose. We uncover our purpose more and more and more by living more and more moments and days and weeks in alignment, in mental, heart, body alignment. Every moment, every part of the day, every month that you live more and more in alignment, where those three parts of you are in alignment, you are getting closer and closer to your purpose. You're uncovering it more and more, because as you live with your mind, your heart, and your body in alignment, you're letting go of the layers that don't serve you. You're letting go of the layers that are not you, and you're coming to a greater understanding of who you are. Now, there's going to be a testing and experimentation process. That's a huge part of this. We, if we lived the same way as we did when we were 20 for the entire rest of our lives, there is no chance whatsoever that we would really tap into our deepest purpose. Tapping into our deepest purpose is really not a milestone at all. That's another thing to really let sink in. It is not, not only is it not as simple as a yes or no question, yes, I know what my purpose is, no, I don't know what my purpose is. Not only is it not as simple as that, it's not any kind of milestone at all. It's a way of living. It's a way of living. It's living as much as possible, as often as possible, with your mind, your heart, and your body in alignment. Let's get back to the experimentation part, because that is how we actually get closer and closer to our purpose. Because it's like our purpose, my son plays lacrosse. If you know anything about lacrosse, you might know that a lacrosse ball is rubber on the outside and is, I think, actually concrete. It's like this little piece of, in essence, concrete on the inside of the ball. And if we compare that analogy to us, it's like our purpose is that solid concrete ball in the middle. And outside of that is a bunch of squishy stuff that's wrapped around it. Largely, finding our purpose is about letting go of more and more of that squishy stuff so that we can actually see the solid stuff that's in the middle. And that only happens by living moment after moment after moment as often as possible with our mind, our heart, our body in alignment, and experimenting and trying new things. And asking ourselves as we try new things, does this bring my heart, my mind, my body into greater alignment, or does it take me out of alignment? If it takes me out of alignment, I'm going to pivot and I'm going to course correct. If it takes me into greater alignment, I'm going to stick with that. But I'm not going to stick with it forever. I'm not just going to do the same thing for the next 40 years. I'm going to continue to do that thing, but then I'm going to continue to test it and experiment. And I'm going to try variations of it. And I'm going to try doing it at different times in different ways. And evaluate, do I feel more in alignment or less in alignment? The more moments you stack up of feeling in alignment, the more you are stepping toward a certain and concrete knowledge of your purpose. Because that's really what it is. If you ask somebody, if you spoke with someone who really conveyed to you, yes, I really feel like I'm living my purpose on earth. And I would say that for myself, I would say that to a large degree. This is never a black or white thing. It will never be 100%. It's a lifetime journey. But I'll say that from my personal standpoint, I do feel like largely I am living my purpose. If we really talk about what that actually, okay, what does that look like day to day? What does that look like day to day in your life? And there's so many people, I see and know so many people who are in this place of very much living and feeling like they're living their purpose to the greatest degree that we can today, which we'll talk about in just a second. But if we talk about what that actually looks like day to day, what it really looks like day to day is stacking a greater part of the day where we're living with our mind, our heart, and our body in alignment. Because we begin not spending very much time with those things in alignment, if any time at all. If I think back to my earlier years, I don't very little time, and I certainly didn't understand what was happening at the time, but in actuality, what was happening, I don't think I spent very much time at all with my mind, my heart, and my body in alignment. Gradually, we increase that percentage. And then here's what really, if we go out and we survey people, do you feel like you're living, you know, yes, no question. Do you feel like you're living? Do you feel like you know what your purpose is and you're living in alignment with that purpose? You have to answer yes or no. The yes answers have basically just crossed a threshold. Let's think about a rocket that takes off. There is so much force that is applied before there is ever an inch of separation from the ground. Ever even a little bit, a huge amount of force that is required. And then liftoff happens. That's when people switch to the yes. It's not that the journey is done. It's that we've reached a certain kind of liftoff point where we have enough of our day where our mind, our heart, and our body is in alignment that we've reached that point of liftoff where we can say, yes, you know, I do feel like I know my purpose And I do feel like mostly I'm living in alignment with that. So first of all, let's not let this be a yes or no question. Let's let it be a lifetime journey. Let's also let it be defined by you. You define your purpose. You define whether you have a purpose. You define the journey of how you find your purpose. It is entirely up to you. I will share with you that I do believe you have a purpose. A lot of you guys, I'm very fortunate to know. Many of you, I do not know at all. Regardless, do believe that you have a reason, which is not, again, as simple as a single sentence. It is a complex thing, but you do have a reason that you are here. And if we get to that point of having some level of faith and belief and knowing within us that, yes, I do have a reason, then we spend the rest of our life, not 6 months or 3 months or 9 months or 18 months. It's not a, you know, it's not a race that you do and then you're done for the rest of your life. Like, sweet, I finished the race of discovering my purpose. What was your time? Well, it was 18 months, 5 days and 21 hours. No, it's a lifetime deal. We live it as a lifestyle. So if you get to the point of believing, yes, I have a purpose, now we engage in living life that way. We live a lifestyle of having a purpose, of knowing that we have a purpose, which really means living on purpose. Knowing and finding our purpose, what it really means, it means living with purpose. It means as often as possible, as much as possible, choosing actions, activities, habits, relationships, journeys in your life that bring you into alignment in your mind, your heart, and your body. Lastly, what does that actually mean? What does it mean to me for our mind, our heart, and our body to be in alignment? Because that may be a part of this where you're like, well, what does that mean? Well, here's what it means to me. If we do something one day and the next day, our mind feels good, our heart feels good, our body feels good in relation to that. And sometimes we can't tell this immediately. Sometimes we have to try stuff a bunch of times. But once we get a feeling for, okay, I can do this thing one day and the next day, I feel better as a human being overall. Overall, I feel better as a human being. If you had to assign a percentage, here is where my life force as a human being is. Do you feel better or worse the next day after doing those things? Again, you may not always, often you may not immediately know, okay, I did this one day. The next day, yes, no, I felt better, I felt worse. But that's really the experimentation. And that's really the process of living this as a lifestyle. Is just being in a constant state of evaluating, okay, if I do this today, how do I feel tomorrow? If I do this every day for 14 days, how do I feel? If we keep trying stuff under that context, and we keep trying stuff with the overall goal of doing what makes our mind, our heart, and our body feel good on a regular basis, and we dial into what makes those things all feel good and feel in alignment, you are living on purpose, and therefore you are stepping toward your purpose. You don't ever get there. You know, that's the thing. It may be kind of like a bummer, I guess, depending on how you look at it. You're never going to get there. You're never going to be like 100%. I know every aspect of exactly my purpose in every moment here on earth. And if you do get to that point, it's probably more like an ego kind of attachment to that. The reality is you won't ever get there. You will live in this way. And if you live in this way consistently enough with heart, with commitment, you will reach liftoff. You will reach liftoff where you can say, yes, do feel like I'm largely knowing of my purpose. I'm largely living in alignment with my purpose. And then you will continue to climb and you will continue to rise. The work will not stop. The effort that you will put that you put out will not stop. That rocket continues to expend energy as it climbs higher and higher and higher. You will continue to do the same thing, but you will have reached a liftoff point. Now, before you reach the liftoff point, that can be the hardest part, right? The first hard part is even deciding and having enough faith. Yes, I do have a purpose. And some of it, frankly, is just a decision.
nobody can give you some kind of concrete evidence. Yes, this is precisely, I see in the records here, this is why you, this is your purpose for your entire, no. It's up to you really to decide. Once you decide, the hard part is liftoff. It's getting to liftoff. Have faith, keep stepping, and remember that before a rocket gets to that point of liftoff, you know how far it has objectively gone? If we measure the distance of that rocket from the Earth, how far has it moved? 0.0 inches. How much progress has been made in its journey? In the moment, let's say that booster fires and it burns for 34 seconds or whatever it is before separation from the ground. For 33 of those 34 seconds, how much objective visual progress has that rocket made? How much separation has it gotten from the Earth? 0 inches. But how much real progress has it made in its journey? A lot. It's gotten a huge chunk of its journey behind it. It's expended so much effort to get to that point of taking that next step to get liftoff. So you may feel at times like you are putting out so much effort and you're working hard and you're opening yourself up to new paths and new habits and you're committing yourself to these new things and you're doing all this stuff to grow and expand and get that liftoff. And for a while, it may not feel like you get any liftoff at all. This is where faith is really what makes a difference. Because the only thing that carries you from the moment that your booster ignites, the moment you decide, fuck yes, I have a purpose. Yes, I'm going to figure it out. Yes, I'm going to live my life under that context. From the moment that you decide that to the moment that you get liftoff, the only thing really that will carry you is faith. That's it. You have to have faith. You won't have faith 100% of the time by any means, but when you lose it, you got to come back to it because that's the only thing that will get you to lift off. Once you get that lift off, there's a bit of momentum there. There's a bit of, you still need to have faith to continue the journey, but it's a little easier to find it once that kind of momentum is there. Before that momentum is there, before you get that lift off, your number one job is faith. That's your number one job. I support you. I have faith in you. Keep stepping. And as you step, as you put in that effort, as you work hard, I know so many of you guys are working so hard. Recognize that you are making progress, even though you may not have gotten that separation yet. And it may not be in regards to your purpose. It may be in regard your, you know, life purpose. It may be in regards to something very specific in your life, a specific goal or target, whatever it is. All those things, the same thing applies. We have a bunch of time where we got to step and step and put in effort and put in effort and we get no separation at all. And we feel like we're stuck on the ground. And if we back up and if we look at it and we allow our lower voice to take over and we realize, oh shit, I haven't gotten any separation at all. And we get all bummed out about it. No, you got to keep having faith. Faith is what makes the difference. If you keep stepping and you keep having faith, you will get liftoff and then you'll have more momentum and it'll be easier to find the faith. I know you have a purpose. I don't know what that is. I know you'll never know exactly in the entirety 100% of what that is. But I also know that if you keep stepping, you will find a point where you have a general feeling where you could answer yes. I do know what my purpose is in this moment. Because that's the very last thing I'm going to leave you with, is that your purpose today will not be the same as your purpose 10 years from now. It won't even be the same as your purpose 5 years from now, or a year from now, or in maybe more subtle ways, even a month from now. Because as we move closer, we change. Our understanding changes. Our perspectives change. Your purpose will change. You don't need to get locked into something. But I promise you, if you keep stepping forward, if you keep asking yourself and experimenting, okay, what makes me feel mind, heart, body in alignment? Do more of those things. Keep doing them and keep experimenting and you will reach a liftoff point where you can answer yes to that question. Yes, I do largely feel like I do have a purpose and I'm living in alignment with my purpose as often as I can. Thank you for being a part of this. I really appreciate you. I'm sending you love and vibes of strength
and growth and expansion, you have a purpose, continue to peel off the layers. There is that, that concrete ball inside of you. It's not concrete. It's fucking powerful, amazingly powerful energy. Pure energy and love and life. And around that, there's a bunch of squishy stuff that's not purely you. Keep stepping forward and letting go of more and more of that squishy stuff. An absolute core of you will show itself more and more. It's going to be a beautiful thing. Please, if you would like some support, some camaraderie in this journey, join us in the Brotherhood. It's our free community for you guys, for listeners of the show. You can go to holisticalpha.com and join us for free there. If you have feedback on the show, shoot me a text message, 801-742-1439. What a magical journey this is. Making mistakes, failing, connecting with people, feeling happy and sad and expansive and doubtful and all the range of emotions. I truly feel it is such a beautiful and magical journey. I hope you can find gratitude in all of the journey because it's there. If we choose to be thankful for the experience, it's always there. It's always available for us. Have an amazing rest of your day. We'll talk to you soon.